146 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all my soul."
Well, if Pauline could hear me, I suppose you could hear me also the back. But never mind, technology is good. Let's repeat this verse from Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. So we praise the Lord with our soul, with all our being. Let's pray as we start this service. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we want to praise you because we are alive. We want to use our breath, our brains, our heart, our all to say that, Lord, you are great. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, the Creator of us as human beings. And therefore, we need to be humble, we need to say thank you, we need to come to you, to listen, to be with you, to express our gratitude. Oh Lord, there are so many things we want to do this morning. But the most important thing of all, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us today into praise and worship, and also will talk to us, telling us what you expect of us, telling us how to be better Christians, better people, better husbands, better wives. Lord, everything should be better when we are with you. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Now, the worship team is going to lead us in some songs, and then the notices and reading will be brought to us by Pam.
So I wonder what our weeks have been like the past week, whether it was an exciting time or a difficult week. I've had a roller coaster of a week with lots of emotions and things going on. But I think we are here in God's presence and we choose to give him praise. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." And as the psalmist says, let us exalt the Lord this morning by singing Praise Unbroken.
Thank you.
We can praise our God because He is our Savior, and there is none like Him. Nothing compares to the promise that we and I have in You. Lord, we thank You for the privilege of worshiping You this morning, worshiping You in truth and in spirit and in freedom. Lord, thank You that You chose us, You called us Your own, You've made us Your own, and Lord, You continue to lead us through various ways. Lord, we thank You, we're so blessed to have a God who is our Father, a God where we can come to You all the time and ask You, and You provide. Lord, thank You for being our Savior. Thank You for being our provider. Thank You for being our Jehovah Jireh. And Lord, we thank You and we bless You this morning. Lord, we offer our praise to You because You alone deserve all our praise. Amen. Please be seated.
After the service today, tea and coffee will be served as usual in the conservatory. Please stay for that. Thursday at 10 o'clock is our care group Bible study. That's open to all. And Friday between 1 and 3 in the hall is our art and craft group. Monday, the 4th of March, between 12:30 and 2, is our next over 50s lunch. Now, yesterday, the men had a breakfast, and I believe they really enjoyed it. The next breakfast, men, put in your diaries, Saturday, the 16th of March, at 9:30. Sunday, the 24th of March, is our AGM. And we do like to include food in this church. After the AGM, we're going to have a fellowship meal. It will be a bring and share meal. So that will be on the 24th. Now, this is more food. Sorry about that. Advance notice. All you ladies will have received a leaflet, a flyer this morning. And it's about our event on Thursday, the 18th of April. Haven't got a time yet. But ladies, do have a look at it and think about it. It's an evening meal at the Derby Digger, and there's an extensive menu. And you just have a look at that and see what you fancy and put your name down. Any questions, please speak to Sue. Now, first reading, or our only reading today, would you like to come and just say that then?
On Mothering Sunday, it's generally the children that do it, but as we haven't had the ark for a few weeks, we're running out of time. So, well, I'm going to say I suggested that perhaps the ladies would like to contribute to that Sunday, either with a reading, a story about someone they know, a Christian lady, or someone that's really been close to them. So if you'd like to help Pam and I out for that Sunday, let us know and we'll put it in the order service of how we can do it. Even if it's a hymn that you like, that, you know, we can put that in as well. Otherwise, You don't want to do it for nothing. We want you to join in, ladies. It's our day. Men can do it when it's their day.
Thanks, Rory. So the reading this morning is from John 15, and it's verses 1 to 16. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
Now this is the usual spot when we had a time of prayer. So we have all in our minds those things that are of a pressing matter. We know people who are not well, people who are not here today because of that, because of ill health or other commitments that is keeping them away. So let's pray for those are not well. But also we want to have a thought today for London City Mission. After many years, it's the first time that I am not a London City Missionary, and we've invited a London City Missionary and a team, his team, to visit us. Pray for London City Mission, as it's been going on for 189 years in May. Okay? So let's pray that the Lord will keep London City Mission faithful and doing what he wants to do in the city of London, a place that is very much in need of the gospel. Those who were yesterday here at breakfast heard from me a little bit about LCM and my time in London City Mission. So we're going to hear today about Elias and his team, what the Lord is doing through them in London. Let's have a word of prayer and then we will meet the team. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you because we know that you are here, and it makes us excited that you are listening to our words, to our prayers, even if we don't express them with our mouth, in our heart, in our thought, is sufficient. And Lord, you understand what we go through and what we need as a church and as individuals. And also, Lord, as London City Mission continues to work in the capital, we pray that your Holy Spirit will keep on leading them into every single area of ministry that you want to develop in that big city. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Now we're going to meet Isabella. Isabella, please come at the front and share with us. Isabella Silveira comes from Brazil, tells me. So I always say they don't speak Portuguese in Brazil. They speak Portuñol. So, Isabella, please share with us about the ministry.
Hi, brothers and sisters. Thank you for receiving us here today. It's a pleasure to be here and know you more and know the church and all the work you are doing here in this area. I'm Isabella. I came here with Elias. I'm his colleague in London City Mission, and I also come with my husband, Victor. And thank you for having us here. I've been working with London City Mission for the past 1 year, and since I joined this team, we have been lots of blessings and opportunities to share the gospel with people who doesn't know Jesus. We work in a very diverse area in London, so there's a lot of people from different backgrounds, different religions, different perspectives of life, cultures, language, and it is also always amaze me when we start to talk about Jesus and they don't know nothing about it. Or if they know something vaguely, they don't have a deep relationship with their Creator, with God and with Jesus. So we come along churches in London to encourage the churches to work in ministry, to reach out to these people who are so unlikely to hear the gospel. So we have drop-ins, we have Bible studies, we have English lessons. Since they are from different countries, they want to learn more to learn English. So it's a strategic project we can run as a Bible study or an English course. We also have an exercise club for ladies, elderly ladies who come to the church. They are mostly Hindu or Muslim, and they come for exercise. We have a teacher, and then we sit together and share about faith and how God has helped us during the week. So it's a very good thing. And they are very open to hear about God. When we talk about God, we can agree about some things, but when we talk about Jesus, it's a little bit they have a little bit of discomfort, but they are very open to hear, because as we share about Jesus and how Jesus has changed our life, they start talking about their lives, about the hardship moments they have been going through, and then we have the opportunity to pray and to share the gospel with them. We also work with other churches to welcome refugees and asylum seekers. So they came from different parts of the world and they are in a hardship moment. But they came, they are open, and we can pray and we can share the hope we have in Jesus with them. And they are open to hear as well. And it is really amazed me how in little opportunities during the day, during the week, we can share hope, we can share the gospel, and they are open to it. So it's a lot of opportunities in London. For example, the last year we received a guy who moved from China to work in the UK, so he's still trying to find a work, and he's open to learn about Jesus, and they are coming to our Bible study. We are running with a church over there, and he's struggling a little bit with English, but he's open, and I start to share with him about the Bible study, about the Bible, Jesus. And I asked him if he was understanding and what is his thinking about religion. And he shared with me that since he came from China and religion over there is so discouraged, so he doesn't know who is God. He asked me specific, what play Jesus do in the whole story? I don't know about Jesus and what he came to do. And I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I believe it that he died for me, because sometimes I think religion is from people's imagination. And he are willing to learn more about Jesus, and he's coming to the Bible study. So there's a lot of opportunities. So we help church and we encourage every Christian over there to share their faith, to live in a way that they live their faith publicly and not just from themselves, not just privately. So have been a blessing to me to work with other churches and with other Christians in London, because there is a lot of people who doesn't know Jesus and they need to know the same hope we have and how Jesus changed our life and how Jesus can change their life as well. So prayers is much appreciated as we run these ministries. Our prayer is always for God reveal himself to these people, because we are in his mission together, but only God can open their hearts and mind to understand this amazing message. So pray with us for these people, for opportunities for them to come to the church, for the Christians be more encouraged and bold to share their faith, because it is a lot of opportunities. We see on the Bible how God has placed us all in a particular place for a reason. We just need to pray and ask for God to open our eyes so we can see a lot of opportunities. Even in this area, every place we are, there's someone we could share our faith with them. So if you'd like to pray for us specifically, for this ministry we are running with LCM. You can come after service and talk to me. I can share some things with you. But continue to pray for us, for London City Mission, as we encourage the Christians and the church over there, because there's a lot of opportunity outside the church, and us as a Christian has a lot to share with these people. Thank you.
Thank you, Isabella, for sharing what God is doing through you and your team and the London City Mission. And I think let's continue to uphold and pray for them and the work that God is doing through them. Sometimes God calls us to go, or God calls us to pray. And I think we can share our testimonies. I'm sure if we'd want to go there and share our testimonies, they'll be happy to have us as well. But equally, we can pray for them and share our witness where we are as well, bringing people to God. Let's sing a song before we hand over to Elias about for the next session. Let's rise and sing, "All I Once Held Dear, Build My Life Upon. Knowing You, Jesus, knowing You, there is no greater thing."
Lord.
Amen. Please be seated.
Now I'm going to invite Elias to come up to the pulpit. He's going to share with us about the ministry and about the word. Elias, welcome to Shotgate Baptist Church. May the Lord bless you as you share with us.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to see all of you here, and we're very grateful for your invitation. London City Mission is very grateful for your prayers, your support, and we would ask to continually keep us in your prayers and the support you offer. It's been a joy to come here, travel here, and to speak. My colleague has just mentioned a little bit about the work she's doing. My name is Elias Ayub, and I was born in Pakistan. And I have two children who were born here, and a Tamil wife. She speaks Tamil. So she's from Sri Lanka, Jaffna. We are settled in East London, East Ham. It's called East Ham. Somebody was saying like that. Yeah. So it's full of different people from different ethnic backgrounds. And if you are traveling from here to New Ham, you will sense that you're in a different country. Because you don't see many people, English people who used to live there, but now they moved out. So you have Indian, Pakistani, Afghani, from Afghanistan, from other countries. So there are a lot of opportunities, But we have to see how we can reach these people with the love of God. London City Mission, as you know, over the year, it keeps... He seeks wisdom from the Lord how they can better serve everyday Christians and also the community around us. So the London City Mission's vision, the new program they started, every year there's something new, but the vision is to envision the church, come alongside the church in London, and encourage them, and also maybe they're running activities, but there's no productivity. There's activity, but no productivity. And not to, you know, there's either shyness or there's a fear. But praise the Lord, the church, some churches, they are having a gospel partnership with us, so we can reach out to the wider community. So we are working in New Ham, as Bella mentioned, and Redbridge, Waltham Forest. My specialty is Islam and other religion, because I was learning the Quran right when I was young. There was no Christian in that area. But somebody from Singapore, Chinese guy, I met, and he shared the gospel with me. The first time I heard the gospel. And when I heard the gospel, I realized that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. So I gave my life to Jesus, and then after that went through some difficult time. If I was in Pakistan, I would have been killed by Muslims, because you're not allowed to change your religion. Once you change your religion, you become apostate, and the punishment for apostate is by death. And if the government doesn't imprison you or kill you, then the public will kill you. You might have read and heard a lot of stories from Pakistan. But there are some Christians as well who are going through a difficult time. So you can pray for them. And since then, when I accepted Jesus Christ, I have discovered that we need to, as we read the passage, we need to stay connected to the Lord. If we're not connected, we will not know what he is saying. When he commands, the Great Commission, he says, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. And baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all what I have commanded you, and I'll be with you to the end of the earth. So without, how did I come to know that? Because that's what Jesus said, and I'm connected to him, and I read his word, and now I need to be obedient. So there's a fruit. There are many other things, but this is one of the things that I need to tell about Jesus to others. So in East London, we have we are partnering with different churches. One of the church we're partnering with is a highway church. You'll see what I do there. There are a lot of food banks because there is a crisis. There are crises in Newham is a second poorest borough, deprived borough. But there are a lot of other issues there. So we're working with this church, so they're running a food bank, and I think it would be good if we can play a brother.
We're in the borough of Newham. Every nation you can think of, language, is around the streets. We've got a third of the population, isn't it? A third Christian. So religion is represented as well. Lots and lots of people who come are really right at the very margins of society and excluded because their visas run out. They've not been allowed to exchange a visitor visa for something else. They are unable to return home and so are effectively excluded. And so we're very keen to support those people. So this is about building community. It's about building relationships so people find each other. Newham has the most people of faith across the country. About 89% have some sort of faith attachment or identification. So faith is a natural, normal conversation, and we should be embracing that.
I've seen people are being encouraged, those who come to visit the food pantry. We pray with them as well. And people tell their stories. And there are difficult stories. I pray that there will be more people who will take the good news to the hurting and the needy world.
One of the good things about the storehouse and food bank is that people do not feel isolated and they sense that they are welcomed here.
We want to practically demonstrate the love of Jesus. One of the joys for me is on a Sunday seeing some of the people who come from a very, very difficult situation lifting up their hands and worshipping Jesus. We recently ran a Farsi speaking alpha course and we saw 14 of those folk make a decision to get baptized on Easter Sunday, which was amazing.
وقتی وارد انگلستان که شدیم پلیس ما رو گرفت و برد بندر دوبر و 9 روز توی کمپ نظامی بودیم بعد از 9 روز اومدیم به هتل قبل از اینکه وارد تمام وضعیت داشته باشم و تو بیان کشور من یه آشنایی خیلی جزئی داشتیم تو کشور من اگر این تغییر داشته باشیم و اینکه må vekk i misjonen. Misjonen er det tabler, misjonen er det kjøtt og tabler, mens vi gjør det mye kommer i misjonen. Han lærte i historien man lærte nå, kastet på det til misjonen. Ja, jeg tror det er det også kjærlig mot sånn. Og med den lignen, så det er det også خیلی سخت بود برای من کلن آدم احساسی نیستم دیدم نمیتونم اصلا نمیتونم کنترلش کنم آخری کلاس با اون دو صحبت کردم با اون دو کن صحبت کردم با اون دو بود که این رو خلوم بوشی که من عقل خواهد شده بعد از اون بسیار احساس آرامش داشتم این آرامشی که هیچ وقت آمده شد Easter i det park. I det park. Arumish ki daram, uruan dağlara meştan. Esas bu kadar ki hem için o sporlar ve sporlara bunu da ve hem için dağılmaz. İsa'lara hem için dağılmaz. Asal abone kuftan mesaj abone kuftan.
It's just wonderful seeing what God is doing amongst us, and it's humbling as well because we're not doing it, God's doing it. In the gospel, it's all about partnership, spurring one another on, it's encouraging one another in the Great Commission, iron sharpening iron. Together, we can make a bigger difference.
Thank you. I think the you heard the volume was not that great. The last person who was speaking, he is a Farsi speaking from Iran, and there were about 14 Iranian who were baptized last Easter, and we're praying that there would be more who will be baptized this year. Now, as you know, it's a Lent for. And in some places, Lent is actually honored in a way that people do fast, 24 hours, you know. And it's a different fast. If you were in Pakistan, they would fast one evening to the other evening. And Muslims, they do ask question why they fast that long. And then obviously opportunity for, there will be Easter. So you can... pray that this Easter people will have opportunity to hear why we celebrate Easter. And I have even spoken with the local people, you know, I've been in London for the last 32 years in East London, and even some people who, well, the local people who have lived here their life, they were born here, they don't know why Christians celebrate Easter. So for Christians, for us, we read about if we abide in Christ and he will abide in us. If he's abiding in us, then we need to be carefully listening to him, giving our ear to him so that what he is saying to me. So we actually have to examine ourselves where we stand, whether we're connected or we are unconnected. When you're connected, there's a joy. Jesus, in the previous chapter, he says, don't be afraid. I'm going to the Father. Jesus knew that we, as a human being, when we lose someone who is already there healing people, raising the dead, and providing the food, he's talking to disciples there. And they are connected to him. They're abiding in him. And so their journey has started already when Jesus invited them to follow him. So those who connect to, who are connected to Jesus, connected to Christ, they bear fruit. And you know the fruit of the Holy Spirit. There's joy, there's peace, and there's gentleness. And it's expressed actually when you have the Holy Spirit, It's inside out. It comes inside out. You want to serve people who are in need in your community. You want to invite them where they can get the joy and how they can get the joy. So the disciples, most of them, they were martyred for their faith. They were abiding in Christ. And imagine if they came at persecution or difficult time and they said, no, we don't want to. You know, you remember those Egyptian 20 people who were beheaded in Libya because they were following Jesus. So here we don't have that much kind of pressure. We have freedom, freedom of speech. We can share the good news. Good news. People want to hear the good news. So London City Mission, actually in London, as earlier said, that we want to connect with the churches, we want to work with churches so we can encourage them, we can help them, coming along with a you know, everyday Christian that we can serve the local community. If there's no training, we want to equip the church. If they don't know enough about Islam, we tell them how, well, we train them how they can actually bring the gospel to Muslims. There's the fear in the churches, you know, people say, well, you know, they get angry. Well, you have Jesus in your life. You got to do what you got to do. And the rest of the work is God's work. And in Newham, I've been living there for the last 32 years. And Newham has become like a village for me. So I know Muslim community, I know Hindu community, I know Sikh community, the leaders. And we opened up a community center. It was a shop that was, when I was not working with LCM, that's 22 years ago. It was a shop, we turned that into a community center, Asian Friendship Center. It's still going by God's grace. And hundreds of Muslims have heard the gospel. They come to the center, it's like a home place. They come and sit down there, and they will tell their troubles. We pray with them. We pray with them. We listen to them. And then we tell them where their spiritual remedy for their problem will be found. And we also help them, like if they have a benefit problem, we fill their forms. And we tell them, we're going to journey with you to help you. No, obviously, the government has a cap on certain benefits, housing benefits. I don't know if you're aware here, but in East London, this is a big thing. Most of the people in Newham, they are on benefits. Housing benefit, you know, other benefits. Sometime, the mosque, we have two mosques around our center, so they send people from their mosque. There was one lady, recently she came, and she was a Muslim lady, and she was telling her trouble, and then when I told her that we are a Christian, we follow Jesus, we will help you, and she kind of opened up. She asked me one question, and from that question, the answer started, and then, you know, she asked me one question. She said, why when a Muslim man looks at a woman and he thinks of only one thing? And it was a difficult question, but you have to see what you can bring in from the Word of God. So I said to her, I said, sister, the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Men and women, we all are sinners. Muslims, Christians, Hindu, you know, those who are born in Christian family, we all are sinners. And we are journeying, you know, and we need God's grace. We can never forgive our own sin. We need Savior. And God loves you. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, have eternal life. And God demonstrated his love while we were yet sinners. Christ died for our sin. And she broke into tears. And she said she wants to follow Jesus. So now she's attending the church. Obviously, it's not going to be easy for her. So you can pray for people like that. And in the Asian Friendship Center, as Bella knows, we have every Wednesday 25 to 26, 28 people come and visit. They're new people. And that means these people, individuals, they hear the gospel. We don't let them go without hearing the gospel. And that is a fruit, you know, bearing fruit. And being connected to Christ, abiding in him, so he abides in us. So he doesn't want the religion. We want to be in Christ, not in a religion. So when we are in Christ, we are connected. When we've given our life to Jesus, and we need to continually abide in him. If we have kind of a gap somewhere, we left him, we need to come back. We need to come back to him. So if we lost the joy, you lost the peace, you lost the hope, come back to him. I come back to him when I am going through a difficult time. I come back to him when I see, I'm losing hope. And praise the Lord that he never leaves us alone. He's with us. He said, I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. And as I was talking about London City Mission, the vision, envisioning the church, and then training the church, then mobilizing the church. So we are praying, and let us pray for us. We appreciate your prayer, and you can sign up for prayer letters and inspiring stories from London. Since time is short, and I do want to respect that. You might be waiting to have a cup of tea or your lunch. But please pray for us, and we are together. We're working together. When you pray for me, I'm going out. We're working together. See? And we are also connecting to the, as Jesus said, he's the vineyard. We are the branches, and he's the vine. And we're connected together. If I'm abiding in Christ, you're abiding in Christ. Yeah? So we're together. We're working together. And please keep us in your prayers. Keep praying for us. The Lord bless you. I know it's a hard time. Praying is not an easy thing, because the enemy will always distract you. The enemy will always distract us. And if you want to receive a magazine, please sign up for that. Oh, sorry. This is actually... Oh, thank you. There are a lot of... there's a lot of good work going on. So you can sign up for the magazine, and also, prayer diary for the missionaries. Sometimes we do get threatened by Muslims and others. So we do need a prayer. You cover us with your prayers. And also, if you got this one on the back here, if you want to sign up for a prayer letter or news from LCM, please do take these boxes, take away with you, and pray for us. Prayer is a powerful tool. Without that, I think it's a kind of life-giving. If you pray for us, God is working, God is healing. So let's do that together. Respond to God. If we are not bearing fruit, we need to question, what is wrong? Because if there's something wrong, come back to Christ. Abide in him, he will abide in you, as he said. So thank you very much for this afternoon, listening to this. So let us pray And then I think there's a one hymn we're going to say. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you this morning that your presence is with us here. And we need your help, dear Lord. Help us, strengthen us that we continually remain in you. And please, Lord, remain in us and use us for the extension of your kingdom. And I pray for my brothers and sisters here this morning. If anyone is hurting, anyone is thinking that I'm not there yet, and I pray, Lord, that you speak to them, encourage them, that they can have confidence in the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let's rise and sing "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
Thank you, Elias. May God bless you in your ministry. Now you full God one. And before you go home, if you have time, take a little bit out, fill it up, and hand it over to me. And then I'll pass it on to Elias, if not today, any other time. And thank you very much, Elias, for sharing with us about your ministry and about the need for prayer. So now Elias and I were connected through WhatsApp. And I will ask you please to send us any emergency prayers that are not in your prayer list, or we cannot wait until your prayer list comes out, please send it to us, and I will make sure that the church knows about it. Okay, so we want to become, if that was the case, I would love it, you know, to become prayer partners with Elias. So let's now end our service by saying the grace to one another, and then we'll go to the back, as usual, for a cup of coffee or tea, whatever is your poison. Let's say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.